The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
We're not meant to operate totally in the supernatural. We're to operate in the natural with as much comfort as we do in the supernatural, and you move back and forth in that spectrum as easily and as well as about anybody I know.
Coming up on Life Today, a pastor who helped James realize the power of the Holy Spirit, Jim Hilton, discusses kingdom living and what it means to live amazed.
Great encouragement. Thank you, and welcome to Life Today. We're going to talk about living amazed. It's not a book, Living Amazed. That happens to be the title of a book, Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life, How They Do That. I want you to know that beyond anything you ever imagined is available to you right now. In the joy of life, peace in your heart, divine direction, wisdom, understanding, and enabling that is probably beyond even your imagination or comprehension, what God can do with you. And I think it's very important, maybe I just so long for everybody watching, to realize that if there were a way we could be in your home any more personally than we are right now, we'd like to be sitting there. One of the things we would try to communicate with you is that you are no accident. I don't care what kind of circumstances you find yourself in, God has designed and destined you for a purpose that is so great and so exciting and so meaningful that it's very difficult for you to comprehend. There's not a small part in God's purpose or a small person. In the body of Christ, which is a family of believers and fellowship who believe God, who believe that Jesus not only lived and died, but He lives now, and that His Spirit lives in us, and Betty, He can bring us together like the parts of the body.
That's right.
The hand, the fingers, the wrist, the lower arm, upper arm, all of them connected and functioning properly and healthily when submitted to the head. This is what living amazed looks like. If you get the whole body to fit together, the body of Christ is even more amazing than this incredibly designed human body that is so difficult to explain, but so magnificent in its functionality and how it works. So I want you to understand that God has designed you and destined you for a kingdom purpose now. And I want you to see that you can begin living amazed. This is the story of my life, you might say, but it's so much more than that. It's divine encounters when you talk to someone and everything changes. I mean, the encounters that I've had with highly visible people and how they were impacted. I mean, it continues today. It's amazing. I mean, there are almost no exceptions for the connection when the Lord allows me to have an opportunity to speak into someone's life, something amazing happens. And I don't care whether it's Muhammad Ali, what happened in a moment, a supernatural moment that couldn't happen. I mean, the result was amazing. What happened when Robert Duvall began to watch and then came to our home? What happened when Ronald Reagan sat down and I told him about a prayer meeting that changed his life and ultimately changed history? What happened? What happened when I went to hear a preacher talk about Romans 1? And Betty, I had been defeated even though I was gifted and affected to preach. I had begun to be so defeated in my attitude and anger and my actions, and I think I had become arrogant and insensitive, even though I could preach. And I told Betty, I'm so despondent, and I was distracted and attracted in the wrong ways, and I didn't feel good. And I kept having chronic throat infections, and my stomach would get upset periodically through the week. And I went to hear a man speak in a town in Alabama, who was a pastor I, you know, kind of knew, and knew they were seeing some wonderful things in the spirit realm, but I was led to go. And he said something. He said something, Betty, about the power. He's reading in Romans about the power that raised Jesus' dead body from the grave, and he said it. And that power that raised Jesus' body from the grave lives in you. And then it was almost with a broken heart, and so many live defeated, downtrodden, sick, depressed. And I'm just sitting there, God. And it began to send me on a journey. Jim Hilton was that man. Would you welcome Jim Hilton, Jim? You were pastor, I think, Jim, you were pastor at Lake Country Baptist Church.
That's
right?
Correct, yes. And 18 years.
You started but that's where you were when you went to Dothan, Alabama.
That's true.
And I'd had a great crusade in Dothan. We set the attendance record, and they had what they call like their Super Bowl in Alabama in that stadium. And we beat that record. We filled the sides and the field. And so I'd gone back to see what this was going on in Dothan. And by the way, later at Lake Country, you started a Christian school, Lake Country Christian School. Our daughter and our son went there.
Exactly.
And, our youngest daughter and our son.
You bet.
And it is a great school. Okay. What's going on there in Dothan that got my attention? And you said that, and it started something that led to the total change of a highly visible preacher's life to bring me back to first love. Because, see, I was gifted, and God was blessing that gift, and I preached faithfully. But I was personally defeated because I'd lost my first love. I'd gotten caught up in ministry, in doing the work of the Lord rather than the Lord of the work. That's
sure.
A common phrase, but too often too accurate. What was going on there?
Well, the Lord had come in awakening in which people are suddenly aware of Him, and so it spread throughout the entire city. You know, Dudley and T.D. Hall are from Alabama, and they had connections in that city. And so we went there to do the citywide crusade, and they invited me to come. And so the meetings had extended, and you learned of this occurrence, the awakening. And you wanted to go because you loved T.D. Of course, he was your crusade director.
And I think I was curious, but I also think I was tired of being defeated. I honestly believe that.
Okay, so you were more hungry than I knew, but I knew you wanted to come. And you wanted to see what the Lord was doing. And so as I shared from Romans 8:11, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in our mortal body, not our immortal body, in our mortal body to give life to the mortal body. And I was quickened in that verse and in that chapter on my way there that day. And I had no idea that it was for you. It was for everybody, and it was for me as well. But as you heard, you were wise enough to embrace this. Mm-hmm. This is my promise. Mm-hmm. This word is for me. Mm-hmm. Because Psalm 107, verse 20 says that God sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And of course, I had no idea you were being healed. But many times in ministry, I see that happen. Just in the declaring of the word, God moves in that moment when a person receives, and we receive when we believe. Mm-hmm. The minute we receive what God is saying, by believing Him for His integrity and His love and His desire for us to be in on everything He is, plus everything He has, which has characterized your life. Mm. I mean, you knew the meaning of that. If there's ever been a person that I've known that wanted to hear God more than they wanted anything else, it's you. Mm. And you begin hearing Him. I don't know how much of that is covered in this book.
So the book's just out, so you've just gotten it.
But I'm excited about reading it.
You've watched the journey of me living amazed.
And your journey epitomizes what's to happen to all of us. You begin hearing Him when you were a very young man, and you begin to live knowing He was speaking and you were in agreement and saying what He was saying. And so that day, I had no idea He was healing you of those discomforts in your life and the turbulence you were having in your thought life mm-hmm. and the depression that you were in at times.
Right.
But of course, I was elated that he had done that.
Well, you were a part of the miracle. Betty, you watched the miracle up close. Matter of fact, she'd prayed for the miracle, and when it happened, it was a little bit beyond what she prayed for.
Quite a bit beyond what I prayed for. But I want to thank you personally because you were available for God to use you to touch his heart, and his heart touched my heart. And that was just the beginning for us as a couple, as a ministry, in the freedom and the healing that God brought into our lives. So I want to thank you for that. And not only you, but your beautiful wife, because she personally took me on and mentored me, and I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Jane is a treasure.
Well, we receive far more than we have given, believe me. And we're honored just to see the Lord in each of you. And how you walk that out and how you express that. And so I want to thank you for all who benefit from what you're doing right now.
Well, as a pastor who's watched and seen firsthand, would you say that my journey has been amazing, that it's been biblically amazing right now in today's world?
That's a great title and an accurate title of this book, because you have lived it. And you've lived it in such a way, it is amazing, truly amazing, because the supernatural element of God mingled with the natural things of God are combined in your life. We're not meant to operate totally in the supernatural. We're to operate in the natural with as much comfort as we do in the supernatural, and you move back and forth in that spectrum as easily and as well as about anybody I know.
Do you think I've inspired other people to understand they can live that way? Because you helped me begin to learn that. Do you think what I share, my life's journey, would inspire people to realize it's for them?
Absolutely.
Now, I want to say something. Jim Hilton blessed me a few years ago to show me so clearly we're on this earth on a divine kingdom assignment. We need to escape this mentality. We just can't wait to go to heaven. We need to be anxious to get heaven here. By that, I mean the manifestation of the glory of heaven, the glory of God, right here on this dark planet, to be able to see the glory and the brightness of our great God. Okay, you understand that? And to be here with a salt and light effect, protect and preserve the precious and illuminate the way out of darkness and defeat and despair and every ditch we find ourselves in. Jim gave me that book on kingdom life. And it really moved me. Now, there's another book here. We're not going to have a whole lot of time to explain it because I want people to get it. But it's Being at Ease. Now, look at this next line. Thinking at ease, lessening disease. This is the rest and the peace that only God can give us.
Exactly.
I want people to get the book. Again, time's limited today. And you came here to talk about the journey. But this is phenomenal. They can get it on Amazon. They can get it at Barnes & Noble. Do you have a website where our viewers could say, Jim Hilton, I bear witness with your spirit. I want to read what God's put on your heart. Could they go to your website, get the book, find out perhaps how you could help them in some way? What would
Indeed.
Be that website?
It's simply the name of the book, beingateasebook.com. Beingateasebook.com. And that puts them right onto the website, and they have a little introduction, and then they have all the various parts of the website when they can order the book right there.
Okay. If people wanted you to come and share in their circle, their place, do you ever do that?
Indeed.
Is that how they would communicate?
Only by invitation. It's like the lady that went to the wedding, you know, the old maid that went to the wedding. Mm-hmm. She needed an invitation.
Yeah.
And to be the bride. And so... So I have to have an invitation when I go.
But if on there they wanted to find out how they could even talk to you, because you're so gracious, you're so helpful. I feel like this healing is in your being, and you inspire people to draw nigh unto him.
But it's just the love of God. You know, love is to God what wet is to water. And so you don't go buy water and wonder if it's wet, do you? No, nobody's advertising. We've got the wettest water in town. all water is wet, and God is love.
That is so strong. I mean, God shouted that to me the other day. I mean, it's just like, love never fails.
Exactly.
And God is love that never fails. And we really need to try that. And by the way, you know, I'm so forceful sometimes. You'll say, well, do you love me, when you're just telling me the truth and you're holding the standard up real high and you're waving it? Yes. Because He's the standard. He's the attraction. He's the one to be exalted. He's the one that draws all men to Himself. He's the shelter. He's the shadow. He's the shepherd. And see the zeal here. This zeal is not lacking love. I mean, I'm zealous for the Lord. I'm zealous for you to live amazed. I'm zealous for people to hear what you have to offer.
So see the energy that you're in, the energy that I feel at 81 years of age.
It's getting on you.
I'm more energetic at this stage in my life than ever before.
Yeah, and I'm not going downhill, am I?
No, you're not. But that's the way God means for us to live.
It is.
Because every cell in our body is encoded with the memory of creation. 60 trillion cells in our body, encoded.
Yes, y'all like this guy. Would you say thank you, Jim Hilton? His book, Being at Ease. I mean, there's some of you that's automatically, I got to have that. And I there's the website. You can see it online, on screen. And Jim, thank you. And thank you for sowing seeds that enabled me to live amazed and really go into another level of amazement at a time in my life, which, as with many of you, you just needed that shift. Father, I'm praying for every person that feels overlooked, left out, unimportant, to realize as vitally important to your kingdom purpose they are as any member of our physical body is vital to our effectiveness. Father, magnetically, supernaturally, draw them unto yourself, right into the shelter and shadow, and let them begin to live amazed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. And like Jim says, to live at ease. And be able to deal even with disease. Jim, our viewers are amazing. Now, right now you can say, okay, you're changing direction. Yes. I want to direct the love that God is to begin to flow freely, undeniably, visibly, in a manifestation through you. I want you to think about this. Imagine a little child being taken captive, being exploited, and their little body sold, and as the child gets older and they're being used, if they don't cooperate, to hear that person say, we know where your sister is, and if you don't behave, we'll kill your sister, and that'll be their little sister. That's how these people operate. And it's awful. And listen to me. Listen to me. Love sets them free, but that love is expressed through people yielded to that love. As mission workers who planted their life in the midst of this pain, and you enable them to rescue these who are perishing, rescue those who are trafficked sexually. I want you to watch very closely. Listen to Sheila, as she's right, Sheila Walsh, right in the midst of it, representing Jesus, representing your love. Watch.
Honestly, Ralph, I don't think I've ever felt such darkness in a place. I mean, it makes me almost feel physically sick to my stomach. Until you see it with your own eyes, it's really hard to describe. You might be tempted to think, well, they chose this. That is so not true for so many of them. You take that makeup off, they're little girls. You know, they were told, yeah, come to the city and, you know, you'll be a waitress or you work in a hotel. So they come full of hopes and dreams, maybe to make some money for their family. And then they're immediately trafficked. They just break them. I mean, they lock them in a room and they don't feed them, they don't let them sleep. They tell them, if you don't stand out there and smile, you'll be punished. And every now and again, they'll remove one of the girls from the group and they'll never see her again. One of the girls said, I was told if I tried to escape from this brothel, what they told me was, you go ahead, you escape. We know where your 8-year-old sister lives. Can you imagine that? These girls are as much in prison as people who are behind bars. We can bring the light of Christ to the darkest place I've ever been in my life. We need to get these young girls off these cold, evil streets and into a place where they can find healing and hope. James and Betty, I think of all your grandkids, you know? Some of these young girls out there are the age of your grandkids. This should not be allowed to happen. We've got to do something. We've got to do it now. We've got to do it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you, Lord. Not one thing is exaggerated. It's understated, if anything. Betty, when you watch this as a mother and a grandmother, now a great-grandmother, and you love children, what do you think?
I can't even imagine my children or my grandchildren having to experience something like this. Their lives being taken away from them. They're being lied to. They're being abused. And most of these children are from homes that they need the money. They need any way to help to take care of their families. And these girls, so many times, they say, we'll give you a good job. You come with us. And then they put them in prison, so to speak. And a lot of times they drug them, James, so that they can't fight them, you know, and they have control over them. And it just breaks my heart. We live in a world that does this, you know. We need to be aware of it, but we can make a difference. We have made a difference with a lot of these children, but there's so many more of them that are crying out, somebody help me.
Well, Betty, for years now, we've made the difference in tens of thousands of children. Right now, with your help, we're going to reach out to 5,000 specifically targeted, where we know we have the facilities to take care of these who rescue. Now, think about it. These little children are oftentimes led into this. Sometimes they're just kidnapped off the street. And, I mean, they just disappear. And in those areas like Thailand and other places in Asia and around the world, they don't have the access of knowing how to go get them. And they just disappear. And they take them, and they take total control of them. But many times they will go to poor families, and they will tell them they're going to give a child a job at home, and they're going to educate them, and that their child will be able to send money back to the family. And sometimes they'll even give them some money, say, this is what we're able to do. And they do it with hope, and yet they lose the child. And this is so horrendous worldwide. It's not something that just happens overseas. It's happening here. We're having a lot of our teenagers in junior highs and high schools trafficked right here. Anytime there's a big sporting event, there are people that are trafficked. And there are great organizations here working to defuse that and expose it and correct it. Thank God for that. But overseas, where these children are, they're literally taken as a slave. They're sex slaves. And to think that anybody would exploit children like that, or that would be so weak that people would be attracted to a little girl or a young girl, but they pay more for the younger child. And you say, what a demented, what a sick world. Yes, what a demonic activity is raging and prevailing in much of the world. But the love of God is the way we get them out. And to think the love that sends these missionaries and those workers there to help them, it's amazing. And you're the ones with your love that enable them to do it. It takes $128, so small an amount, to get them out and get them into a safe place. Could you do that? $1,280. And my, how I pray you'll do that if you can. 10 are rescued for that. Can you help? Now think about this. Some wonderful, caring friends have said, we will match $200,000 immediately. We'll match it, which means $1,280, not just 10 rescued, 20. $64 now is doubled. It's $128. And we've got another. We say, I couldn't give the $128, but I can give the $64. Now it's doubled. There's a level at which you can participate. Would you right now go online to the website you see, dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check. Please make the most loving gift you can to rescue these precious ones. It works. Love doesn't fail. We have some gifts to send you. Living Amazed, we want to give you the gift. We want to give you a journal to study as you support, along with Living Amazed. and we'll send you the determined eagle if you're unable to make that gift, because we want you to set captives free and you to soar. Father, I pray that for every person watching, they will simply do your will in Jesus' name. Right now, go online, dial the number, use your bank card, like a check. Thank you for doing it.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators. Their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to save children vulnerable to sex traffickers. You can help rescue those already enslaved. And you can help restore their lives and give them a future. And now a generous opportunity of a $200,000 matching gift means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you James Robison's new book, Living Amazed: How Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life. As you read these inspiring stories, you'll learn how to live amazed in the presence of God 24 hours a day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll receive James' new book, along with the companion Amazed Journal, so you can record accounts in your own life where you are amazed at God's goodness. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
We are sending you Living Amazed for any gift. Let me just say this to you. Pray about getting a copy for a friend to help them in living amazed. There are many of you watching who are going to be drawn by God to get being at ease, thinking at ease, lessening disease. There's something to it. Jim has been such a blessing to me and to Betty and to so many of our friends, and he will be to you. He's a treasure. Would you join us in thanks to Jim Hilton? Jim, thank you for thank the you. Positive the love and life in my life.
Love you.
Thank you for watching. Thank you so much for helping us touch people with God's love. Thank you for doing it.
Tomorrow.
How would it change your life? How would it change my life if we viewed this world instead from a position of worship?
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.